Let's get business news now with Emma.
Thanks, Fran. Stock markets in Asia were mixed and the US dollar jumped in value after the Federal Reserve announced the end of its quantitative easing stimulus program last night. And because of what the Fed called gradually diminishing joblessness, it's thought its shift away from aggressive monetary stimulus will mean a move towards the need for an eventual rise in interest rates from their current level close to zero. The number of billionaires has more than doubled to 1,645 since the financial crisis. That's according to a new report from Oxfam. But as the ranks of those with 10-figure fortunes swelled, the gap between the rich and poor has widened fast, the report finds. Some findings: the world's richest 85 people own as much as the entire poorer half of the world, and they're getting richer very quickly. Last year, those 85 people grew $668 million richer every day. The combined wealth of today's billionaires has grown by 124% in the last 4 years to $5.4 trillion. Samsung Electronics has seen its quarterly operating profit fall to its lowest level in more than 3 years because of slowing smartphone sales. The South Korean company said profit fell 60% to $3.8 billion in the 3 months to September. Shares of the world's biggest smartphone maker have lost nearly 20% of their value this year. Samsung's mobile division, its biggest business, has been struggling to maintain its dominance against rivals like Apple. The company has been forced to rely on sales from other parts of its business, including semiconductors and other technology, to offset smartphone losses. The first half of this year saw 40% growth in the Irish digital advertising market, with a total digital spend of €130 million. Mobile ad spend now accounts for 29% of total ad spend. According to a report out this morning from PwC and IAB Ireland, the strong performance of digital spend contrasts with the spend on other media, which grew by less than 1% in the same 6 months, and we'll have more than this at 10 to 8. Tech firm OpenNet says it's creating 30 jobs at its global headquarters in Dublin for graduates and senior engineers. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.26 and at 78.83 pence sterling.
Emma, we'll talk to you just before 8 o'clock.